Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. It's now time for a very dual entitlement edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into your friends and which games to do a little turn-based snowboarding. And that's it. That's what you do. I am Corey. I am joined by the man who apparently travels the world, Basher.
I would play that game, a turn-based snowboarding game? I'm down. That sounds super weird. I'm in.
Like, is it like an action game or are
I don't like... know. I'm thinking RPG, like you get some skills as a skill tree, like you learn some, like, listen, like it's a whole thing, like you lost your memory, we're going straight JRPG with it, like I'm in.
All right. I mean, there you go. There's an idea, EA. You can take that and make that the next SSX, like, because we know you're not going to make it a regular one.
Make the next Mirror's Edge.
Sure, why not? Mirror's Snow Edge. There you go.
Oh, I like it. I'm in.
We are going to be doing something a little different this episode because we can. This is our podcast, so sit down, be quiet, and listen to what we have to say right now. We both have played some games that the other person has not played, and simply because time, effort, etc. Lots of games are coming out. Elden Ring came out. There's some PS5 that stuff came out. So we were just playing other things. I'm doing some Final Fantasy stuff with Chris, which that first episode is out, by the way. There's only so much time in the day. So we decided to split forces, and we're going to cover more games this way. This might not be what we're doing in the future. It just happens to be what we're doing. So we each played a game. We're just going to talk about a little bit and give our opinion on whether or not we think you should play it. So,
and also, we would like your opinion if you would prefer a mashup of two games in one episode, or you still like a singular shorter episode just on that game alone?
Yeah, so because
I'm curious.
Yeah, because the benefit obviously is we both play it, then we have an opinion kind of thing on it. But it's some, like, there are certain types of games that Basher likes more and certain types of games that I like more. So it, I don't say it's beneficial, but sometimes it's just, it's not that there's no discussion to be had. It's just more of, it's like one person is always kind of conceding anyway. So why not divide and conquer just a little bit, just to cover more ground? But before that, did you know you can shoot us a text message or write us an email? gpopfans@gmail.com, or you can call us 574-651-9256. The two games we will be covering is Shredders and this long named game that I still don't get right. So I'm going to have Basher say it.
Edge of Eternity.
Oh, okay. That's right. Right? Oh, I thought, right? I was thinking of the other game that you're playing.
Oh, you're thinking Dungeon of blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, Dungeon of blah, blah, blah. So no, we're not going to be talking about that. You played Edge of Eternity. I played Shredders. Let's talk about it. Do you want to go first? Should I go first?
Let me go first, because this is a Japanese RPG, and someone's going to tune out right off the bat here, because these things are very hit or miss. Apparently, Edge of Eternity was a Kickstarter game.
I didn't even know that. Well, hey, let me read the details really quick, because I think they're kind of funny.
Give them the deets.
Because it's one of the shortest
the descriptions for games on Game Pass on the PC app or obviously the Xbox are usually kind of long and drawn out. But here's this one. Wage epic turn-based battles as you follow Darien and Celine on their quest to find a cure to the all-consuming corrosion in this grand tale of hope and sacrifice. That's the story. Key features. An enthralling story filled with plot twists and heart-wrenching moments. A gorgeous fantasy world to explore. Epic battles with a unique and strategic... People, does no one read these? Epic battles with a unique and strategy turn-based combat system. That should be strategic turn-based, whatever. Charismatic and unforgettable characters. Stunning soundtrack featuring Yanisori Mitsuida, Chrono Trigger and Xenoblade Chronicles. An advanced crafting system. A giant two-tailed cat mount. Entirely voiced in English and Japanese. 50 plus hours of gameplay. What more do you need from...
That's kind of the problem. in a nutshell is the problem with... So, I'm a big fan of JRPGs. And this is I hate to use this overused phrase, but a love letter, if you will. It's definitely coming off the heels of like a Xenoblade. And just like you said, it stars this character named Darius. Like the it opens up in this pretty bleak, bombastic kind of way where stuff is already going down. There's a war happening, and just by your description, it makes it sound like the story is pretty clear, pretty cut and dry, but it's not. For a team, for a smaller team, they really took on a huge ambition here by doing a lot. Like that, I wish the story was as simple as you said it was, because on top of that, there's this whole kind of war happening with like in space, and there's a whole another third party that comes in later on in the game, or halfway through rather. So it just goes for the moon in terms of storytelling. Full Japanese RPG, just over the top. And some of the things it actually nails. Some of the things it actually gets right. Some of the emotional beats are there. The characters are, for the most part, fun to be with, fun to play with. Their banter is on point. The dialogue is mostly good. It's one thing that surprisingly stands out is the voice acting. The English voice acting is pretty good. Like the voice actors they got are especially talented. And of course the music, same guy did Chrono Trigger and stuff. Like the music is probably the best part of the game.
I'm confused as I'm looking at the pictures of it, and like I know it's a Japanese RPG, but like, is it
technically?
Is this more Xenoblade or is this more like Final Fantasy 15?
It's more strategy RPG because the battle system isn't real. It's turn based with a real-time bar, action bar. And it takes place on these grids, these hexagon grids. And it makes for some really good strategic gameplay here and there. But then you get into some gameplay where you're fighting enemies that you can kill with one or two hits. But the battle is now taking twice, if not three times as long, because you have to get across, you have to move one time each time across this one grid platform. And it creates for, again, like some good battles, but when you're trying to just breeze through the battles, it takes up time. And that's what my biggest issue with the game, because the game does a lot of things right. It's one of those games where the heart is in the right place. The battle system was thought out well. It just wasn't implemented well when you think about it. End game, you're just trying to get through battles quickly. you mentioned the crafting. There's a crafting system there. It's about as complex as you would expect a crafting system to be in a JRPG of this size. It's pretty tacked on, along with the upgrading system. The upgrade system isn't too complex. It's loosely tied to your gear. New gear offers you new branching paths, and you only take one path at a time. So it really takes some strategy there, depending on how you want to build your character with this weapon or that weapon, which is great on one hand, but on the other hand, it leads for a lot of lateral progression late game. Like, you don't, like, when you get a new weapon, it doesn't feel like you got a brand new, more powerful weapon. Sometimes it feels more like a sideways maneuver, where instead of hitting them with fire, hitting them with lightning. It's one of those games where it would have benefited being, instead of a 50 plus hour journey, make it 15, 20 hour at the most. More linear, story driven campaign.
Would you say, like, I'm getting the sense of jack of all trades, master of none. Like it's got everything that an RPG has, but we've come so far. Like, we're no longer in the PS2 era. Like, you can't just put in systems because it's a JRPG and be done with it. Like, you actually do have to design these things. It sounds like it kind of doesn't do that.
Oh, it's absolutely a RPG by checkbox.
Right.
Like, creative assembly there. And that's not to say it does anything particularly bad. I think this team is onto something. Again, their heart's in the right place. They know what they're doing. They know how to tell a story. They know how to write characters. And they know how to get people, and they know how to get actors involved in composers involved that really lift the material. Because at times, the Edge of Eternity feels grand. At times, it feels like this huge adventure. At times, it does feel like a bigger company that made it. But the entire package, it definitely feels a little, just too many cooks in the kitchen. Like take out the crafting system, double down on the upgrading paths, and maybe you got something there. But for the most part, it's a lot of stuff well, but it doesn't do anything really masterfully.
I guess it's hard because I haven't played it, so it's a little strange. Like, if it was shorter, I know you said that would be better, but would it benefit from just not being an RPG? Like, what if it was just...
Well, absolutely not. Okay. This is an RPG through and through, and it needs to be an RPG. Like, this is 100% RPG. Like, RPG is in its bones. It wants to be that, and it is that. It's just not a great version of that. It is a smaller company doing too many things.
Gotcha. So.
It doesn't need to be shorter in terms of lengthwise, but it definitely needs to be smaller in terms of scope.
Right. And as
focus
I'm
on more things, less things rather.
Like, what's funny is, like, when I'm looking at it in screenshots, looks awesome. Like, looks really good. But as soon as you see it in motion, it's just like, oh,
you can,
man,
feel it. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, like, you can see it and you can feel it.
Right.
And that's the thing. Like, it's
like when he runs up to hit something, like, there's no reaction. It's very slow. Like, it's weird. Very weird. So I think I hear where you're coming from. But when it comes to Game Pass or Pass, would you play it or pass on it?
This is not the RPG you want to play. Yeah, like, at the end of the day, it's too... It takes too long to get there, because it does eventually get there. Like, again, these characters are well written, it's well scripted, it's well acted, it's even most of the time well produced. It's simply the work to get to the point where that game becomes the grand tale that it is, I think is too much for the average player. So I want to say, do not pass this on to your friends.
Bummer. So that's our first pass of the year. The year. Look what you did, Edge of Eternity. I
mean, that is a huge improvement from last year.
Last year was rough.
Just passing that.
Yeah, last year was rough. Good thing we're knocking out two games because we're a little behind this year. I'm going to talk about Shredders from Foam Punch Games. You know what else they've made?
TMNT?
Shredders. This is their first game. Break into the snowboarding event of the year in the hope of scoring a wild card entry to an exclusive invitational. To prove you're up to the challenge, master the art of park riding, buttering, rails, and massive kickers and earn your place in the world of snowboarding. While making another goofball video at the Frozenwood Resort, brand ambassador Lisa makes an offer for a couple of sponsored videos. She gives you a glimpse of a whole new world of snowboarding, professional riders, snowmobiles, and epic features to shred. An invitational has attached a whole bunch of pro riders to the area, and with Lisa's help, you can have a chance to meet some of them, learn a bunch of their moves, and possibly even get a chance to join them in the kick-ass invitational. A love letter to snowboarding, Shredders takes inspiration from a whole bunch of awesome snowboarding films, the Amped games for the original Xbox, and the snowboarding heroes of Instagram. Shredders is a project fed by passion and built to shine on Xbox Series X and S. I almost made it through, and then we haven't done this in a while because I can't read. I can't even read.
I want to know all of these awesome snowboarding films. Like, I would love to watch a few of them.
Like, only one that comes to mind for me, Johnny Tsunami. Like,
you know what? That's it.
Johnny Tsunami, phenomenal film. That movie is legit. I fucking love that film. Oh, crap.
Oh, wait. They snowboarded in 007.
That's true. What was that? Tomorrow Never Dies? No, the other one. Yeah, no, The World's Not Enough. The World's Not Enough.
That's the one with Halle Berry.
That was Die Another Day.
He snowboarded in that, too. Then.
Okay. I just remember the terrible green screen of him, like, skiing.
Oh, skiing. That's right. Okay, never mind.
So, I mean, there might have been snowboarding. That movie's not good. So, I think everybody at some point has played SSX in their life. And I don't say that as in, like, that's what you should be expecting from this game, because it's not. But, like, snowboarding is always one of those things, especially in the 90s and early 2000s. Like, snowboarding was cool for a while. Like,
1080p, bro.
Exactly. Like, I think you mean 1080s, but yes. I don't know why that happened. I don't know if, like extreme sports were also a thing, because, like, the Tony Hawk thing happened. And then we randomly got, like, Dave Mira's Pro BMX for, like, we got, like, three of those, because why not? And then we got BMX Triple X, because that's what we needed in this world. And then we got stuff like Dark Sector and Amped, and then SSX. And I think SSX Tricky is kind of peak snowboarding popularity. And then it just sort of took a nosedive. I don't know what happened. But Amped 3 was a Xbox 360 launch game. Did you ever play that game?
I sure did.
Yeah. That is a very fun, out there video game, fueled by people that were clearly just having fun making a video game. It's very strange. If you've never seen that game, do yourself a favor and just watch a YouTube playthrough. Like if you can, play it. Like, if you got 360 lying around, it's probably cheap. Play it, because it's something else. There's people in bunny suits. You can ride. You can break all your bones in your body by riding a tube. It's just a fun video game. And this game, like I said, it's inspired from those Amped games and apparently awesome snowboarding films and snowboarding heroes on Instagram. I'm not on Instagram, so I can't really.
You're missing out on all the heroes. just everyday heroes. Just saving lives and.
I need a hero.
Tail grabbing.
I need a hero. So I went into this game being pretty excited. They showed this game off for the first time about a year ago, I think, at the summer E3 presentation, basically. And I was like, yes, like, we need more snowboarding games. So I was pretty excited on this one.
Do we?
Yeah, I think we do. SSX on the reboot on 2012, very underrated game, in my opinion. Like, when these games are done right, they can be, like, The problem is that like Tony Hawk, those early Tony Hawk games and even like Tony Hawk 4 and Project 8 and Underground, like they set such a high bar because those are just fun video games in general. Even if you don't really like skateboarding, you can get into those games in a way because the mechanics are so good. And that's why I think Tricky was peak SSX as well, because it was just a good game at its heart. Like even people that don't play a lot of video games have probably played SSX Tricky at some point in their life. And again, that's not, Amped is a very different game. SSX is about over the top, huge air, where Amped is more about, it's not about being realistic. It's not about realism, but it's far more grounded. It's more deliberate. You're not going to be doing literally 2080s, not the graphics card, spins. Like you're, like if you can do a 900 in Amped, you are a god. You know, like that's the peak there. So I was like, yes, want to play this, can't wait. And it's got that weird Amped vibe of all these stories, and there is Lisa, and I booted this game up. I was super excited and was immediately met with a very like, oh no.
I'm not surprised, man.
I don't think they get it. Like,
of course they don't. It's snowboarding. Listen, you said it yourself. It peaks. It's time to go, guys. It's time to pack our skis and go. Like, snowboarding is just not.
Okay, so
explain to me what this snowboarding game is missing that would make snowboarding games good again.
Time. Like the biggest problem with this game is time, because it's not done. The game is not done. It's very bare bones and it's not polished in a way. Like this game, I'm playing this on a Series X. You know, I've got a nice TV, and like visually, it's not very great. Like I can get past that though. But the controls aren't tight. The progression is extremely menu-based. There's a core here that if it was tuned up and polished, it could be really fun. Like really, really fun. But it's just not. And it's not fun to play is my biggest thing. And I don't feel like I have control over the snowboarder. I don't feel like I'm actually making any progression. Like the game's story is very much, it's trying to be Amped 3, but it's missing. Amped 3 does a lot of visual effects that take it to the next level. Like there's a lot of just like paper, like scrapbooking style stuff. And it's very over the top. And like there's filter effects and rainbows. And like, it's got a very distinct style. And this game is going for that style minus all the effects. Like it's, the dialogue is written in a way that is supposed to be very goofy, but it got like a small like out of me every now and then. But most of the time I was just kind of like, oh man, like you guys just didn't get it. And the story is only like 2 hours long, but the story serves as the tutorial really. And the tutorial is a good tutorial in that it teaches you how to play the game. But it's one of those where I don't know if being realistic was the right call, but if it was,
oh, it's not completely tricky. It's more realistic than,
yeah, no, this is ridiculous. It's far more Amped than it is Tricky.
Oh, I'm like, no, which, like, don't.
Which again is fine, but it's just not fun to play. Like the biggest thing for me is that you've got to hold a trigger to do a jump, which is fine, but you also have to do a lot of flicking of the stick. So it's like when I'm going up to a ramp, you got to hold the right trigger to get your jump, and then you've got to flick right to left on the right stick. That's how you do your spin, which makes sense because that's what you do, right? You sort of like when you're doing a spin in real life, you're not just swinging your body left. You're sort of winding up to the right and then flinging yourself left. So that makes sense. But it's not, the window for all that doesn't seem consistent. So like sometimes when I'm about to hit this jump and I just completely whiff it, it feels bad. And so it's got a decent like retry that's pretty quick. So I try to retry it and then I might hit it this next time. But the moment to moment gameplay is, it's just not tight enough. And those windows aren't clear enough sometimes to feel good, because they do have moments of, it's like, okay, we want you to do this and we want you to do it all in one trick. Like you don't have to, but that's how you get the 3 stars on this. And so I try doing that. And I get a couple 3 stars, but it's really difficult. And I feel like it's luck most of the time. And there's so many times, because your right stick is your spins and your left stick is sort of your flips. And it's just, I'll go up to a ramp. I'm holding the right trigger and I'm holding back on the left stick so I can do a flip. And I just don't flip. Like, I very slowly start turning backwards and just land straight on my head.
That feels so awful.
It does. And it, and
that feels bad.
I played this game for quite a long time, like 4 or 5 hours, and I just never got better at it. And I'm just like, am I doing something wrong? Like, I go through tutorials and like, I just don't ever feel like I have a total grasp on the controls. And I have played a lot of these games. I've played a lot of these sports games, and maybe there's something
too
I'm
many,
missing
actually.
Probably, but so I don't think it's totally me. I think the game just is lacking polish. And I think that shows throughout the world, because all the progression is basically like, go to this menu and go to this next mission. And like I said, the story is just a tutorial. It's teaching you how to play the game. And then after that, it's just more things to do. It's like, okay, we've got this little section of this mountain carved out for you. Try to do these three tricks. And it's like, okay, like, that's fine. Like, it's just not, there's no racing. There's no,
this lacks any and all style to me.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like
the issue with,
it's just snowboarding.
Snowboarding. Yeah. The issue with snowboarding games for me, like especially like, well, a lot of these types of games is like, you need the over the top presentation style. Like, because without it, you're just looking at white scenery all day.
Right.
And I'm sorry, like, and snow is not like water. You can't get away with it like you do in Sea of Thieves, like where it's like, well, the world looks amazing.
Right.
Like, snow just looks like snow. Like, it doesn't ever do anything that's wild. So it's like, you definitely need that style. And this game does not have any style to it. It looks bland. It looks, and as you say, it's somewhat on the more realistic side than the arcadey style. There's still, it just looks to be so much forgiveness for some of these tricks, which I guess where you're saying the luck comes involved, because there's a lot of these tricks where it's like you're barely touching the rail, but it'll magnetize you to the grind,
right.
And it's like, okay, so it's like,
and that's. Again, it's not going for that, but like you said, Amp 3 is a game that it's just it understands exactly what you said. Like, you need a thing about it, and if you're gonna go for realism, which again, I'm not entirely sold that this game is going for realism. I think they're just trying to make a fun game, and so it sort of lacks it lacks some of that stuff. Like, it just, like, the physics are just off. Like, the physics are, they don't react the way that you want to. Because if you're trying to play it like a super realistic snowboarding game, the controls aren't tight enough for it. But if you want it to be more arcadey or you know, more Amp 3, it's not forgiving enough. Like, it's just, something feels off about it. And, like, it doesn't look very good. Like resolution-wise, like, it's pretty blurry, like, which is, I'm kind of confused why there's not a lot going on screen. The cutscenes have screen tearing like you would not believe. Like, if you have a VRR display, which I do, but for reasons I can't always use it, like, it's just not done. Like, that's the best way I can say it. It doesn't feel like it's done. And I don't know if they're ever going to get to a point. Like, are they really going to overhaul the physics system? They might. I don't know.
Is it at least fun to crash?
It's funny to watch. Whenever you hit, like, there's definitely, like, there's not a Tony Hawk or, like, a, you know, like, a, like, oh, that was funny. Like, you don't ragdoll or anything like that. But there's a very satisfying, because it's a very weighty game. Like, when you hit, like, it looks like it hurt kind of thing.
Okay.
But right. It's very stiff. Like, it's very, very stiff. And
it doesn't sound like this is going to be a good pass for you.
No, it's not.
Where you're at with this one.
It's one that I'll pay attention to, that if they go back and improve some things, I would definitely download it again and play it, but it needs a lot of work. And overall, it's okay. Like, it's very, very okay. Like, I can't point to it and say, like, if you have fun with this, like, I can't be mad at you. Like, I can see objectively why you could have a good time with it, but it's just not there. Like, it's clearly not done. And what's also surprising is this is not a cross-gen game. Like, this is a Series X and S only game. And it doesn't feel like it's utilizing those platforms to its best extent. I know it's a small development team, so like that's not an excuse, but that's more of just me saying like I don't know what they were doing, and I don't mean that to sound as like I don't know what they were doing, but it's just like clearly their focus was on other things, and it just doesn't seem like they were. Certain aspects did not get as much polish as they should, so we'll see. I don't know what their plan is. I don't know if they have one. I haven't seen anything of saying like, yeah, we're going to update this game. I don't know if they're done with it kind of thing. I don't know. So if they ever go back and clean it up a little bit, I will definitely check it out. But I have a feeling that they're not going to do that. So unfortunately, we have two passes on this show. So we had a good year, and then all of a sudden we've got two.
This is why we shouldn't play games separately. Clearly.
Because we hate them. That's what I'm saying. We hate video games when we don't play them. So there you have it. Two games for you. We're also going to be doing a bonus episode. So when we're looking to the future of Game Pass or Pass, we're not going to talk about games. We're going to talk about some movies. We got some movies coming out. We're a little late to the party, but The Batman came out and Basher finally saw it. I saw it on opening night, and we're going to talk about it because we have a lot to say. And so that we're going to do a bonus episode on that. In terms of what we're going to do in the future, we're going to be playing Tunic. That's one that I know we're going to be playing together. You have been playing that Dungeons of blah, 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 blah. And
Dungeons of blah, blah, and these games. All right, hold on. Just real quick. Can we get games to like have normal titles again? Because I don't remember. It's hard to. I'm old now. I'm a 37-year-old man. I can't remember things anymore. I it's called the Dungeon of Nahalblick. Actually, I'm sorry. The whole title is called, I'll bring up the Dungeon of Nahalblick, the Amulet of Chaos.
It's catchy.
It's not.
That was a joke. Actually. I was joking.
No,
calm
no,
down.
Like, it's not, no,
calm
we're not even,
down.
I'm not allowing this anymore. This is out of control. And the other one is called Tainted Grail Conquest.
Okay, sure.
What's the point of just Tainted Grail is good enough. Right. Like,
it's weird. There's a lot of stuff on Game Pass right now that is very like not questionable. It's like we truly don't know. Like I have never heard of a Memoir Blue. I've never heard of
what is that?
Norco. I've never heard of Kraken Academy. and that's a good thing. But like we're in a really weird spot for us personally where it's just like I don't really know a lot of these games, whereas I have my finger on the pulse of this industry and I've not heard of some of these. So that's saying a lot. So, and again, that's exciting because I want to check them out. Like
I'm telling you right now, you're going to get an episode out of me, for the Nunnery games. I played the first one. I want to play through the rest of those.
The Zero Escape Guns.
Yeah.
I've played parts of 999. But I have not played, what's the second one? Virtue's Last Reward.
Yeah, I played all of the first one, 999, yeah. And then I kind of forgot. So your point, there's a lot of new weird things on here. I'm looking forward to the new weird things.
Right. But I think for that reason, I think that's why like we're sort of splitting up a little bit. And again, this is not what we're doing normally, but like there's just so much to play and so little time. And like I've actually started up Young Souls and I haven't really made a decision on yet if I want to keep playing it kind of thing. So a lot of that going on. So when it comes to the future, what I'm saying is I don't really know what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Tunic for sure. I want to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy, but like that game has already made its round and it's, which is fine. Like, it's not like we can't play stuff that we know we'll probably like. I've already finished that game, and I know Basher hasn't, but I think Basher should play it. So, but again, that's kind of a known quantity at this point that it was sort of a sleeper hit. So it's not that we can't play it. It's just that it wouldn't be a great candidate for the show, considering...
I might hate it. You don't know.
That's
that.
Possible.
It has a talking tree.
That's very...
Talking trees are stupid.
That is very possible, but... So we'll see. But all right, that's going to do it for this episode. You can write us, gpopfans@gmail.com. You can shoot us a text message, 574. I'm losing my voice again. 57, I can't enunciate. 574-651-9256. 6. Also, you can write us, not write us, you can leave us a review on your favorite podcasting service. Spotify now does reviews. So, hey, if you're listening to us on Spotify, shoot us a review. Not shoot us a review. Drop a review for us. I guess you could shoot it. Shoot us a review. You can do whatever you want to the review. Just make sure you give it to Spotify. How about that? So that's going to, I can't do it.
You're having a day today.
I'm having a day.
I apologize. It's been a while.
You have to take us out. That's what I've decided.
Where are we at here? Are we ending the show? Thanks for listening, everyone. He screwed up the ending here, as expected. Hot off the Aruba trails, signing out. This is Basher. That's Corey.
That was terrible. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We will see you next time with The Batman.
Wait, what? There's a script nut now?